You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery.
Indu Place Properties is a JSE-listed residential property company focused on the residential sector, and specifically rental residential. It's a hugely underrepresented sector in the South African-listed property space. In developed economies, we see the residential sector much more represented in the listed property counters, and they are acknowledged for their defensive nature, and that shows at a time like this when we've seen those REITs with big exposure to commercial and rental really battling at the moment. During a lockdown, well, you've got to find a place to live. Indu Place was the first rental residential REIT to list in South Africa, with a portfolio now of 9,668 residential units and just under 19,000 square meters of retail space as well associated with that, valued at just over 4 billion rand. CEO Carl de Wit joins us now. Evening, Carl. It's as I said to you last time out, it's tough out there for landlords because of unemployment in the country. But COVID-19 has just made it a whole lot tougher. And you entered the COVID-19 pandemic in a strong financial position, and you were on track to deliver earnings in line with guidance. You've announced an 8.8% decline in distributable income per share at the interim stage. So obviously, the environment changed rather dramatically since you've entered the second half of the current financial year. You withdrew guidance in a trading statement back in April. What impact are you seeing the lockdown have through your business? Let's start with bad debts.
Good evening. Thanks. I think it's quite a good summary. I think we went into this lockdown in a fairly good position. I think our vacancy figures were the best it's been for years. We were slowly starting to see some increases coming through. Worked out of that. And then, obviously, the world changed at the end of March. We gotten used to having bad debt figures of, between 0.5% and 1%, which we're actually quite proud of, and we worked very hard at it. See the last 2 months, April and May, such a big pop off. It's quite hard to look at, but it's the environment that we're in. Although for April, we still collected about, 87 or just under 90% of the residential rent. Wow. At the moment, I think for May, we're on about 75%. So it's a little bit tougher for our customers at the moment, and it's getting harder as we go. So we're all looking forward to a rapid unlocking of this thing, and people can get back to earning a living and paying rent.
Yeah, as we saw from the models and the numbers out last night, it looks inevitable that the virus is rising. We flattened the curve to some extent, but it's increasingly clear that we need to allow South Africans to, in a safe manner, get back to work and at least ensure that they can put food on the table and strengthen those immune systems as the virus breaks. Now, what is your credit control approach going to be at a time like this when you see bad debts increasing?
Look, we've always had ways of assisting tenants that get into a problem. If it's a good paying tenant normally, and there's a specific event in his life and he needs a bit of assistance, then there's ways of, we've got postponed payments or payment plans that we could put in place before this. So obviously this has just brought everything made everything more prominent, and we're trying to work with individual tenants, residential and commercial, to find the best solution for them. Mostly it's been postponing or breaking up a payment, say, for May over the next 6 months. And just to get people through this period, hopefully we're seeing May and June as the sort of peak in terms of people being able to earn a living and be able to pay rent. So that's been our first sort of big approach, but mainly it's trying to work with individual tenants and trying to find a solution that will work for them.
And speaking to some of the bigger REITs, the likes of your Redefines and Growth Points, obviously the entire sector in communication through the various industry bodies with Treasury and with SARS on the ability to withhold paying out the mandated profits as per the REIT structure. What's your take on that? Do you think You would need that in terms of your balance sheet. Your loan to value doesn't look awfully high. It's just under 35%. What's your take on that?
Look, I think any assistance for the company that really does need it to survive is very welcome. I think it's still a long way down the road for those discussions with SAREIT and the various bodies. Obviously we support any of those discussions, but I think it's still a long way down the road, and it's difficult to make a blanket decision like that. So, we'll see how it pans out. For us, we're looking at our own business. We think we're in a fairly decent balance sheet position. We've got, especially holding back this dividend now or postponing the declaration. We're being cautionary, we're being conservative, so that we in a strong position once there's more clarity that we can then, make those sort of decisions and not being forced into it right now.
And in terms of property revaluations, it seems inevitable that we're going to see some revaluations across the board. What do you expect to see in the residential space? Perhaps slightly more resilient than retail or commercial, but it does look inevitable.
Yeah, I think that was on the cards even before lockdown, because of the economic environment that we were in even before lockdown. So in the short term, and I'm talking short term now, the next year, I think the economic impact of this COVID pandemic and the subsequent lockdown can't be underestimated. It has to have an impact on valuations. We're not expecting a major blowout, but we're expecting an adjustment. Fortunately, we're starting off from a fairly decent LTV, interest cover ratios and things like that. So we should be okay, but we're not expecting dramatic impact on our valuations.
Selga have an important role to play in all of this, and we know that administered prices across the board in the property space have been the biggest cost increase over the last decade. It's now time, surely, Carl, for listed property players to sit down and have that conversation with local government authorities to ensure that these sort of double-digit increases that we've been seeing over the last decade are put on the back burner for the next few years, because consumers are just under far too much pressure at the moment.
Yeah, look, I know we've been shouting it from the rooftops, but thus far it's not been really heard. At the moment, there's obviously quite a lot of pressure on council, to especially Joburg Council, where we've got the bulk of our portfolio, to be reasonable in the increases this time around. The first draft of stuff that we've seen, of increases that we've seen, is not too encouraging. Not the double-digit stuff, but still too high. So we've still got a couple of weeks before it's finalised, and we we're working with every body and every industry body that wants to assist to try and put some pressure on them, yeah.
Well, we've developed at Classic a rates calculator for individuals to go and also calculate their own rates based on a few variables. We developed it in conjunction with Stanley Yankelson, who's a utilities expert. It's just because the council can't get their billing right at the same time. So there are a whole host of issues when it comes to municipal accounts. I think we could probably spend the rest of the show talking about it. Carl, just as we wrap up, as a management team, what's your focus going to be on in the second half?
Our focus absolutely on preserving cash, keeping us in a healthy state from that point of view, and then working with our tenants to get through this to the other side of it with our good tenants intact. And, long term, we believe 100% in the asset class and specifically our own portfolio. So we're positive about us getting through this. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough couple of months to come.
Endlu Place Property CEO Carl De Wit, one of the more resilient REITs out there at the moment.